Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This one came in and says, Justin Herbert was better as a sophomore than a senior. Do you agree with the fact that Justin Herbert was better as a sophomore?
He got hurt during that year.
Than he was a senior.
Right? He didn't finish the entire season. That was 2006. 17.
Yes.
Huh.
Let me go and look up his numbers for you here.
It's too far back for me to sit there and go game for game and remember. I don't know. Honestly, I'm not locked into a thought process like I remember that game when he had the or I just
8 games, Justin Herbert completed 67.5% of his passes. He was 139 for 206, 1,983 yards, 15 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, had a quarterback rating of 172, averaged 247.9 yards per game. This year, Justin Herbert has completed 67.5% of his passes, same, 3,140 yards, 31 touchdowns to just 5 interceptions, and has a quarterback rating of 160 and is averaging 261 yards a game. So he's up in yards per game, touchdowns, yards, completion percentage, and he's obviously played in more games. 31-5 touchdown interception ratio. His sophomore campaign was 15-5. So
numbers,
hard disagree.
Okay.
He's better.
Based upon the numbers?
Based upon the numbers. Yeah.
Different offense also?
Yeah, that would be your Willie Taggart.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell did he call that thing?
I don't remember what he called it.
I don't know what he called it.
It was something.
I don't know what it was.
I think if there's any stone to throw here, it's not so much that he's worse, it's just that has he gotten a ton better from that sophomore year?
Well, 31-5 is pretty good.
It is. The touchdown interception ratio is better, but like we saw, completion percentage, exactly the same, quarterback rating, actually higher as a sophomore.
Big game stat is really what I'm looking for. The big game stat. The game when you need the win. He's going to get a shot this week, Pac-12 championship game. I feel like I say he's going to get a shot against Auburn, going to get a shot, knocked out Washington, okay, won that game, went down to USC, did a good job there, fell asleep a little bit in Arizona State. That's a team win, team loss. You get another shot this week when you play in the Pac-12 championship. So every time we get a shot, what does he do? We'll see.
Yeah.
So it's a wait and see. He's a very good quarterback. Never discredited that.
But this is where I think, like, the whole ceiling and expectations conversation hinders so many quarterbacks. We're talking about, you said, what is overrated for Philip Rivers? Is like, all right, well, what is the ceiling for Justin Herbert? You know, like, he is a really damn good quarterback. And he has intangibles that you sit there and you look at and you go, those are things you can't teach. You can't train into a guy. You know, he's got a rocket for an arm. Like, you can't, some guys just don't have that, right? He is big, smart, fast, all of these things that you can't grow. But there is always a limitation to a person's athletic achievement, right? Like, it is not this ever-growing thing. Like, it is an arc that you goes up, and then it goes right back down. And I don't know whether it is the systems that he's run or it's him himself that has put a limitation on it in college.
Well, he's going to go down as one of the better quarterbacks that's played, but your only measuring stick at this point, unfortunately, for the rest of life as an Oregon Duck is going to be to Marcus Mariota as a Heisman. Well, it doesn't suck. No, because that's an expectation of getting to that level. And until you're in Oklahoma where you have multiple Heisman Trophy winners, you're going to be compared to the guy. It's just how it is. That's how college football does it. That's how quarterbacks, the importance of the quarterback rating. Is it fair? No, but is that part of what it is to be a leader at a major university with the Nike brand and the Oregon? Yeah, that's fair. That's what you do. You sign up to be there. You're going to get scrutinized. And that's when someone wins a Heisman Trophy, that's what everybody wants. Everybody wants.
You know, but that's what sucks for him is that he can't be his own person.
Of course he can. He doesn't. Do you really think that Justin Herbert is sitting in this house, waking up every day, and I don't believe this, worried about whether sports radio people like him, worried about whether all those things. No, I'm just making a statement. I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying, do you really think that it's not fair or that sucks? It doesn't suck because he's going to be a wealthy young man who's a first-round pick who's going to get a chance to play in the National Football League and get paid to do it. And he might play 10, 15 years. He might play five. Otherwise, that doesn't suck for him. It's actually fantastic for him.
No, I was saying in the eyes of fans. I was staying on the eyes of fans. He gets compared to Marcus Mariota. In the eyes of fans, he can't be himself. I'm not talking about him personally. Of course he can be. I'm talking about the eyes of fans.
Well, who cares what fans think? Who gives a crap? Justin Herbert doesn't care.
He shouldn't care.
He should never wake up and worry about whether a fan likes him or not.
I'm not saying that he doesn't.
But you just said it sucks to how he can't be. Help me with that understanding.
No, for his entire legacy at Oregon, you said everybody will be compared to Marcus Mariota. And so that sucks that he can't be just Justin Herbert. Right? By everybody in the fan base.
Well, that sounds negative to me, I guess. But
it is. It is. And that's what I'm saying is that that's what sucks for Herbert is that everything is going to be a measuring stick to Mariota from here on out. And that what is unfair to him is that he can't just be a really good college quarterback, Justin Herbert. It is you're always going to be compared to that guy right
there. Well, that's part, but that's sports. You're only right. compared. I mean, everybody, Damian Lillard's only compared to the greatest Blazers of all time.
Yeah.
That's part of what it is. I don't think it sucks. I think it's an honor to be in the same breath as somebody that's considered one of the best. If you're compared to or in the same conversation, I think that's awesome. I just don't think he cares.
Having your own. No,
every coach is compared. Every coach the rest of the days will be compared to Coach Bilotti, will be compared to Chip Kelly. Remember Chip Kelly's offense? Coach Mario Cristobal is living in the Chip Kelly shadow right now. Everybody says the offense was so much better. That's what we do as fans. And fans, none of us matter.
Yeah. This text, he could have been known as just Herbert. The problem is he is never as good as Marcus, so you're just always going to be second place. That text coming in. And this one just says he's not even a top 10 Oregon quarterback. Well, I don't agree.
How about the one that he's not even a top 7 this century? I'm guessing they're including
Joey,
Marcus,
Darren Thomas, Jeremiah Masoli,
Vernon Adams,
Dakota Prukop. Justin Roper, Brady Leaf.
Probably Dennis Dixon.
AJ Feely fit in that?
Come on, guys. He's going to be a top 20 pick, if not a top 10 pick. That's asinine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.